This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And we have a jam-packed show. I feel like I say that sometimes, and in the offseason, a jam-packed show could feel like two, three things. We got a lot to get into today. Monday was a big day. We got big news with Saquon, got a retirement that'll impact the Eagles indirectly. And the Brian Dawkins Foundation had a golf event on Monday that WIP was at. And as a result, we got quotes from a lot of Eagles legends talking about the team. So let's jump right into it. And we can start with the Eagles making a roster move as we normally do. But actually, let me walk that back for a second. Let's start with what's on the schedule for today, because today the Eagles are at the NovaCare Complex for day two of a two-day kind of stint for a mini camp. And we're going to be there. The media will be there. We're going to get a chance to watch the team practice. So we will have a pod talking about everything that happened, the takeaways, the stats, all the good stuff. So make sure you're tuned into the feed, because we will have that probably for the daily podcast tomorrow. And then me and James are going to talk and do a pod on Wednesday. So we'll have a lot from that mini camp practice today. But if you enjoy following along, I think practice will probably be in the afternoon as of this recording. We haven't been told the specific time yet, but you already know I'll have all the tweets and all the good stuff from practice. So today, the Eagles practice as we inch closer to that mandatory minicamp, and we slowly inch closer to training camp. But a player that will be at practice today that I was about to talk about was the Eagles did sign a player. The Eagles have signed offensive tackle Marcus Tate. Now, Marcus Tate played guard in college. He was a starter at Clemson at left guard, but he's 6'5", 315 pounds. Not viewed as a great athlete in space, but obviously at 6'5", 315 pounds with super long arms, he has good size, and he has a size that, you know, the Eagles want to work with. You saw them do this with Cameron Thomas, with Holland Pierce, the offensive tackle they signed out of Rutgers. Like, when you're a big body offensive lineman, the Eagles are willing to give you a shot, and they're willing to take their chance on Jeff Stoutland turning you into something. So obviously with Marcus Tate, I would say at this point, best case scenario for him is he ends up on the practice squad as a developmental player. But regardless, another player signed, and I believe they are now at only one roster spot on the 90-man roster. This is after the Bryce Huff trade. I think they were at two, so now I believe they are at only one now. So, in other news, we had two players retire in the NFL on Monday, one with a direct tie to the Eagles, and the other will impact the Eagles this upcoming season. So the first one, let's give a shout out to Super Bowl champion, former Philadelphia Eagles cornerback Ronald Darby. Ronald Darby announced his retirement after 10 years in the NFL. Obviously famous in Eagles land, because prior to the 2017 season, he gets traded for Jordan Matthews, one of the better receivers in franchise history. He gets traded for Jordan Matthews in training camp to help the cornerback position, and he ends up starting all year and playing a big role in the Eagles winning that Super Bowl. I know the defense wasn't great in the Super Bowl, but the defense was really good against Atlanta. They didn't, I think they only allowed 7 points, if I'm remembering correctly. They basically tied Minnesota for points in that NFC Championship game, and then obviously they go on and win the Super Bowl. So shout out to Ronald Darby. Congrats on the retirement. Congrats on a great career. And I know Eagles fans will always welcome you back to Philadelphia. Wouldn't be surprising to see him at a practice or two this year, as now that he's in retirement, he can come back to Philadelphia and watch a game. So the other big retirement news in the NFL is that Detroit Lions center Frank Ragnow retired from the NFL on Monday. 29 years old, played seven seasons in the NFL, four-time Pro Bowler, and has made the Pro Bowl each of the last 3 years. So first things first, he's retiring due to health reasons. He's had severe toe injuries. I believe at one point he had a throat injury. So wish him the best. Hope he is able to have a healthy retirement. You don't want to see his playing career impact his way of life from here on out. So hope he has a good retirement. Obviously, with 7 years in the NFL, a successful career. But from the Eagles' perspective, this is good news because the Detroit Lions are one of their main competitions in the NFC. You know, you could point to other teams in the NFC for sure. The Rams, obviously the Lions are one of those teams. The Vikings, Washington, like there are other good teams. But Detroit now loses Frank Ragnow, and they're going to have to turn to either second round pick Tate Ratledge, who I did like coming out in the draft for what it's worth. And then they have a veteran that they can lean on in Graham Glasgow. So those seem to be their two options right now at center. I don't know how caught off guard the Lions were by this. It seemed like the reaction was people were pretty surprised. But losing your starting center at this point of the season is tough. Free agency's over. The draft is over. And obviously, offensive line, we know here in Philadelphia, it's important everywhere, but the offensive line is the heartbeat of the Eagles team. And the Detroit Lions, with a not mobile quarterback in Jared Goff and a team that really leaned on their running game, this is a big-time loss for them. So now they go into next season without their starting center. They've lost both of their coordinators on each side of the ball. So they're in a tough spot. We'll see. You know, we're going to get a real good look at how good of a head coach Dan Campbell is this season. And replacing Frank Ragnow will not be easy. So big news out of the NFC as one of the Eagles' main competitions for the NFC crown lost its starting center. So we will see how that impacts the Lions this season. Okay, probably the biggest news, I would say, from the Eagles' perspective, Saquon Barkley announces the cover athlete for Madden 26. Not surprising. You think about the season he had, Super Bowl champion, the iconic play of him jumping over the Jaguars defender, which to no surprise too, will be the cover of the game. So Saquon Barkley on Madden. You know, James says this a lot where like sports are supposed to be fun. And if you play Madden, like this is super fun. I remember when I was younger, I used to love getting the NBA 2K games with Allen Iverson on it. I remember getting the NFL 2K game. I think it was actually ESPN football, if I'm not mistaken, but that had Terrell Owens on it, right? On the Dreamcast. For those young kids, you'll know about the Dreamcast. But NBA 2K, it was just fun when your favorite players were on the cover. So surface level, the only real takeaway here is, it's cool for Eagles fans. When you buy Madden this year, your guy will be on it. So that's very exciting. And then for Saquon, I do think being on a Madden cover is, you know, I don't want to compare it to like making a Pro Bowl, but it's definitely something when Saquon sits back and looks at his career, he'll be able to say, you know, obviously more important, but Super Bowl winner, ran for 2,000 yards in a season, like did all types of amazing things. Being on Madden is really cool. So from Saquon's perspective, I understand why he did it. It's a cool career thing. And for Eagles fans, obviously very cool. The next thing, though, is the Madden curse. And the Madden curse comes up every year when, you know, a player is announced he's going to be on the cover. Eagles fans know about the Madden curse. Donovan McNabb was on Madden 2006. And the year he was on it, he only played 9 games. He went 4-5, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. And of course, that was the year after the Super Bowl with all the TO drama. So the Eagles have seen their player fall victim to the Madden curse before. Now, is it really still a thing? If you go back and look at the last 10 players to be on the Madden cover, last year, Christian McCaffrey's on there, obviously had an unbelievably disappointing season, struggled with injuries, barely played. Like, you could say the Madden curse got him. But before that, 2004 Josh Allen played all the games, had a normal Josh Allen year. 2022, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes are on the cover. They both have outstanding years. 2021, Lamar Jackson played 15 games. He had over 1,000 rushing yards. Curse didn't get him there. 2020, Patrick Mahomes, he wins the Super Bowl. 2019, Antonio Brown, he played 15 games, 15 touchdowns, almost 1,300 yards. Now, his career took a downturn immediately after that. But for the season he was on the game, he had a very normal season. 2018, Tom Brady's on it for the first time. I think the first time, but the first time in these last 10 years. That's the year they go to the Super Bowl. They lose to the Eagles, but Brady obviously has a great year. And, you know, speaking of Ronald Darby, Brady did have an outstanding Super Bowl. And then 2017 and 2018, Rob Gronkowski, Odell Beckham Jr. Odell didn't fall to the curse. 1,400 yards, 13 touchdown plays, 15 games. Gronkowski did. Played only 8 games, didn't have his normal Gronk year. So you look at these last 10 years, and 2023, John Madden was on the cover. You know, obviously doesn't play. So you look at the last 10 years, and really, really only Christian McCaffrey and Gronkowski fell victim to it. So two of the last 10, not sure that will qualify as a curse. That being said, it's going to be really hard for Saquon to have as good of a year as he did last year. Almost by definition, he will have a worse year. He's likely not going to set the NFL record for total rushing yards in a season, including the postseason. Chances are the Eagles won't win the Super Bowl. You know, he's now on Madden. Like, Saquon had a year that it will be very, very hard to ever top. So chances are, when we look at Saquon's stats next year, it will not be as good as they were in 2024. I think the real, like, curse part of this would be, let's see if he stays healthy. He's had trouble staying healthy before. Obviously, last year he did not. But in terms of a curse, like, yeah, I would say it's going to come down to games played. But still super cool for him to be on the cover. I think it's Geno's in the city. It's turned itself into like a Saquon thing. So I think it's like that for a week if you want to stop by. I think they're calling it like a Saquon. I forget what it's being called, but looks really cool. They have him jumping over the logo. It's a cool thing Madden has set up. So, you know, curse aside, very cool thing for fans that this happened. All right, now let's get into what some of the players had to say on Monday at the Brian Dawkins golf event. Just to give you a little more information, Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament was the event. And shout out to Dawkins for doing good things. So the event is used to raise vital funds for the Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation to bring transformational moments to young people in underserved communities. Very cool. Dawkins was on the radio a few times talking about it, talking about everything they do. And obviously, Dawkins, a great Eagle, but him continuing to give back to the community is certainly one of the reasons I think he's on any Eagles fan's Mount Rushmore. I think he is on the team's Mount Rushmore. So when he was on the WIP Midday Show, he was asked about like the challenge of going back to the Super Bowl after you made it. Obviously, Dawkins made the Super Bowl in 2004 with the Eagles. They didn't go back in 2005, and they obviously didn't win it in 2004. So he's not been exactly through what these Eagles players are about to go through. But I thought his answer was a good one. So here's Brian Dawkins talking about the pressure of going back to the Super Bowl.
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale, you got it done. Oh yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate, but now it's time to get back into pain mode. We got to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals because they celebrate too long, or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot.
Yeah.
We hear that a lot.
So and it has to get to the point, and you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film. And then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better. The beautiful pain of getting better.
And that, so the long exhale there, right? Like a little drama in the answer. I think he's dead right. Like, I think in order for them to be the team they were last year, and in order for them to reach the potential of what this roster could be, like, you have to feel that hunger. I think when the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017, some of them, like, lost that hunger. I just don't think it was the same. And you look at 2018, now Carson obviously is a big part of that. Carson, I'd imagine, still had that hunger, but I don't know if Doug did. Like, I don't know if a lot of key players on that team did. It's hard when you have a full offseason being told how great you are, going to all types of events, celebrating pretty much nonstop. So we'll see how this team handles it. I do think that they are a team that, you know, on the surface, like, grades out is one you would think would handle it well. Talking to AJ a few times this offseason, it's pretty clear he's not letting the Super Bowl victory impact him. Jalen Hurts doesn't seem like he ever gets to truly enjoy stuff with football because he's so focused on, like, getting better and, like, more accomplishments. So you think with that too. But in 2023, after Jalen got named the second best player in the NFL by his peers, after the team had made the Super Bowl and really kind of took off, they did have a poor 2023. Now, part of that is because teams that lose a Super Bowl really struggle to get back, but teams that win the Super Bowl really, really struggle to get back. Unless you have Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, it's been hard for teams to kind of go back to the Super Bowl consistently. You look at the Bengals, you look at the Rams, like, it's just been hard for those teams. So we'll see how it plays out, but I do agree with Dawkins that, like, this team has to find an anger, because last year, being around them, they were the most laser focused I've ever seen a team in terms of just locked in on winning the Super Bowl. And I'll see early on, and we'll sense, like, do they have that same attitude? But I think Dawkins, the way he phrased it, was really good. So one player that is going to have a great season for this team to be great is Jalen Carter. And Jeremiah Trotter was on the WIP afternoon show, and he was asked about Jalen Carter, and his answer was pretty eye-opening. So here's Jeremiah Trotter Here's Jeremiah Trotter talking about Jalen Carter.
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off-the-field issues, right? So he was, to me, he wasn't, I ain't going to say it wasn't close, but he was on most people's boards. He was the best player in the draft that year. And he fell to the Eagles at, what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up to 9.
9?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Listen, from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Wow. He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit for this kid, you know? So I'm excited about his future.
So he says he's talking to people in the building. Like, that's not surprising. He is probably around a lot because clearly his son plays for the team. He's a former great player. He can probably come into the building whenever he wants. So he clearly is talking to people, and I believe him when he says that. But, like, for him to say he doesn't even know how to play the position, and for Jalen Carter to be this good already, I mean, think of how good he could be. And he will have to be very good. Like, we've talked about the edges a lot this week because of Bryce Huff being traded. Talk about, you know, who needs to step up. We talked on the Monday pod about how Nolan Smith is probably the X factor for this team. But Jalen Carter is the one that can make them all better. Jalen Carter is the one that, if he's collapsing the pocket up the middle consistently, you don't need elite edges because they're going to have really good opportunities because Jalen Carter. So only been in the NFL 2 years, already one of the best defensive players in the whole league. But that is one thing you don't think about often is, like, as he gets older, and he's not old by any stretch, but as he, like, continues to play, plays more snaps, played a ton of snaps last year, he's going to get better and better. It's the same thing with Zach Bond, where we talk about how great Zach Bond was last year, and few people think he could be better just because of how great the season was. But it was his first year playing linebacker. Like, Zach Bond can still learn about the position. Zach Bond can still, you know, get better because he's now has a year of watching himself play a position that he had never played before consistently in the NFL. So with Jalen Carter, I mean, when he starts to learn like little veteran tricks, when he starts to recognize maybe more like how he should play a certain snap and isn't just playing due to like raw athleticism, then yeah, he's going to end up being even better. So the idea of him not being like a great at defensive tackle, it has to be terrifying for offensive linemen because, man, he's going to be outstanding once he truly, truly learns how to play the game. So thought that was an eye-opening quote from Jeremiah Trotter. All right, on the other side, Brandon Graham was on the WIP Midday Show, and I was listening to it, and I kept thinking to myself, like, man, that's a good one. Man, that's a good one. So I'm just going to play the whole thing for you guys. So on the other side, Brandon Graham is joined by Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio, or check that. Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio are joined by Brandon Graham. And Brandon Graham talks a lot about Bryce Huff. He talks a lot about the technique that was used, or maybe why it didn't work out with Bryce Huff. He's clearly still a Bryce Huff fan, and I think he should be. I think Bryce Huff can play. It just didn't work out with the Eagles. And I thought Brandon Graham did a really good job explaining why it maybe didn't work out. So going to play the whole interview for you guys on the other side. And like I said, Eagles practice today, which means we're going to have observations for you. We're going to have stats for you. Always good to get to watch Eagles play football. So on the other side, the Brandon Graham interview. But as you know, I like to do when we have an interview on the other side. He's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later. Here's Brandon Graham.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. It's Midday Show. We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. Joining us right now is BG Brandon Graham. What's up, BG?
What up? Good morning. That's what I meant to say.
So far, how's retired left treating you? You know, because this, to be honest, B, this ain't the time where you get the itch. Because, you know, it's all, you know what I mean? So how you doing so far?
I'm enjoying this right now because summertime. Probably be down at the shore sometime coming soon. And, man, enjoying the summer and enjoying them later months, too. August, you know what I'm saying?
August, I'm going to tell you, when August comes around.
That's when the itch is out there. But September is really when the itch is going to be like, dang.
Yeah.
But you right, that grind, the breaking in of the feet, all the stuff that's going on, them camp eyes, all that.
Yeah. So I've seen, we had a chance, me and Joe, we check out you. We saw you on the NFL Network. So how has that been for you? How have you liked, you know, branching out a little bit? I know you've been doing this with us for a while, but now you're doing the television stuff. How does that feel to you? Does it feel natural?
It feels natural. It feels good. The radio definitely has helped me just even slow down, because just being able to be comfortable with the people that you have, just make it seem like it's just a conversation. And some of those guys that I was on with, those were people that I've interviewed with over the years in football. And so it was like we were just reminiscing about old days. And that's where my comfort came.
So, BG, we saw Friday the Eagles traded Bryce Huff. I mean, he was your teammate last year. What do you make of that? Because when he signed him, Hugh was really excited about Bryce Huff coming to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. 10 sacks with the Jets. And you know, I know during one point of your career, you were switched back different kinds of defenses. With him, do you think it was just a bad fit? Like the defense here maybe wasn't what he did well? Because people were excited when they got him, and now 1 year out, now he's a 49er.
Well, I know he's a player. He's a player for sure. I think it's the scheme. Scheme fits, and that's a true thing. And I know going back to that old 4-3 pass rushing type of defense, I know he's going to like it because that's what he does. And so I'm happy for Huff on that, because me and Huff, we got close as he was going through things. That's the stuff that you talk about during the year, where people is not having the type of year that they want and still being a great teammate. He was one of those guys. You ain't really see him mad about nothing. It was just more if he was mad, it was more in private. But it was just more of him just being a great teammate, serving, going out there working, giving looks. And I'm proud that he was able to get a ring, at least off of it, before he got out of there.
So basically, B, you saying that it just wasn't a scheme fit for him, the way that they were asking some of the stuff. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I say it's a scheme fit. It's really, like, for him, I know he thrived in that 4-3. And, I mean, that's when I resurrected my career in that Jim Schwartz type of defense. And
yeah.
That's what out with the 49ers, him with the Jets, with Salah, he was the one that was raving about how he loved that defense. And so when he came here, we kind of had the similar traits of getting off and doing all the same stuff, because we had that 4-3 for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to 3-4. And so we just had to get used to Coach Vic's way of doing things. You know how I go. Once you know to learn a new technique with your coach, you start going over and over and you're doing it. It felt good. And I just think that, you know, Huff just didn't have enough time to kind of get right.
You know what? Talk about that a little bit, because I played in the 4-3 when I was in New York, and they moved to the 3-4, but I wasn't an outside linebacker. I became the D-tackle.
Yep.
So for you, because we're about the similar body type, how different was it for you going from defensive end to outside linebacker? And talk a little bit about some of the responsibilities that you had with that position, that outside linebacker.
Well, for one, if you as an outside linebacker in the scheme, you got to be able to jam the number two, and sometimes the number two
is whoever the receiver is.
If you're lining up out there, even if you got a blitz, sometimes it's delayed. Then you go, but man, jamming that number two when you got Devontae Smith standing right there in the number two, and then you like, just don't get beat inside, because I'm my number three on the far left. You got to know all this stuff. You got to know where everybody, where your help is, where you're not, where your help is not. And I think for me, that was easy for me to pick up because of how fast you got to transfer the information. But actually doing it was what you got to have reps in. And so some people just didn't thrive in that. And when you out there, you got to be able to do both, because we know you can play the run and do all that stuff. But how can you jam this guy to give us time to get back there?
So wait a minute. I'm sorry, Joe, because this is fascinating to me, because, like I said, in a 3-4, I was the D tackle. So I didn't have – I had like a two-way go.
Yep.
Which meant that I had the two gap and sit on the line and play off of everything else. So you mean to tell me that, like, in your blitz, it was all predicated on that, like, where that slot receiver lined up, that number two receiver lined up, and whether – like, you didn't get just to go when you got off the line. You had to wait and see.
Yeah.
What was happening? That's a lot.
I mean, well,
and the game is moving. And the game
is moving fast.
It's like a lot of thinking in that.
Yeah,
spot.
Yeah.
It's more. It's not as complicated as maybe as I made. But you just know that if you the one on the so say if it's strong right. So say we blitzing from the left. He'll call like a lucky or you know, and that tells the defensive or the outside linebacker to make sure he's still lined up on number two. Act like he's not coming, and then go from
there. Yeah.
And so sometimes he wants you to chip the guy and then go, and it just depends on who it is. But
the predicate, you got to get hands.
Yeah,
on
you got to get hands.
You're trying to reroute him.
You're trying to reroute
him. That's a lot.
Yeah, and so some dudes really good at it, and some dudes not. And I just know for sure that what's his name is a pass rushing guy. And
attention, sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Huff, I'm happy for him going to the 49ers.
Brandon Graham joining us here at the Brian Dawkins Golf. All right, so one thing that strikes me about the team right now as we get closer to the summer is they're young up front, Brandon. Yep. I mean, they're young at your position, at the edge. You know, and I think we all see the talent with Nolan Smith, and we see with Jalex Hunt. Do you think those guys are ready for the next step? Because Josh Sweat is gone, and Huff is gone, and you're gone. Like, veterans that were here, do you think those young guys are ready, from what you know about them, to take that next step and play more and kind of be the leaders of that room?
Well, I think it's a big step for a lot of them that they got to take, because it's really about the leadership that they got to continue to have while the other guys are not there no more, because it's not going to be guys reminding you. You got to be the ones being the reminders, and the ones, because you've won a championship. You've known what it takes. You've seen certain guys that was here and the work that has to go in. And if you keep that going and you make sure that you are leading the pack with that, what you're doing more than what you're saying, I think that they'll be headed, like the saying part will be, as the season go, they'll continue to grow into that role. But I know it's all about doing exactly what you're supposed to do, working the technique, making sure that you're going out there and serving somebody else, bringing them up, because, I mean, Nolan Smith, he is the guy. I told him, like, you the guy. You got to make sure that you showing them, and then, of course, you got to make sure you're breaking them down, giving them some words, and just doing, being you. And at the end of the day, as long as you know being you is all you did, that's the best way I can go out.
All right, Hugh, I think we got to ask Brandon about the big debate we had last week. So I'm not sure if you saw this. You probably were unplugged. So Pro Football Focus put out their list last week. Their top 32 quarterbacks enter in the season. Mm. I'm going to tell you where they put Jalen, and you tell me if it's fair or unfair. All right? So they had the elite category. They put four guys. They put Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. They put Burrow, Lamar, Josh Allen. Those were their top four. Then they had the next tier, and Jalen was the number five overall quarterback, and he was the first guy in that next tier. Fair? Not fair? Does he belong in that first group? Like, when you hear that, Jalen Hurts ranked number five, but below those four, what do you think?
Well, I think about how they always talking about the Eagles and always having us as the underdogs. So it don't surprise me that we still the underdogs, even though we won last year. He slayed all those quarterbacks. But we're going to keep it quiet. We're going to keep it cute and classy. And Jay going to just go out there and do his thing again. And when he's done, hopefully they giving him his flowers, because I don't expect him to this year. So it doesn't surprise me.
You know, last week when we debated this, Hugh's point was, if you win the Super Bowl or you're in the Super Bowl, you got to be one of the top.
You got to be. I mean, that's what I said before, but I'm like, hey, I don't know who's actually doing it. It might be Cowboys fan that's doing this list.
That's why I didn't say nothing, BG, because I didn't want them to think that I was influencing you in any kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, it's not right, but if you win the Super Bowl, and the only reason why I put him at number two is because of what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished in his career.
Yeah.
But, man, and you've been with him, like, I call it unquantifiable intangibles when it comes to playing that position. Now, Jalen might not be the biggest. He might not be the strongest quarterback when you talk about those other guys.
Yep.
But it's something about him that makes him a leader of men.
Yes.
And that's the thing that you know, people don't seem to get. And not only that, BG, because you've been here for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, and you've seen quarterbacks come and go.
Boy.
And you've been in locker room. I can't wait till you write this book now, because I know you're about to write a book. Especially
another one has to be a second book.
Especially after, like, you were here for the Carson Wentz thing.
Yeah.
So you saw all of that. Mm-hmm. So you have a unique perspective on what it takes to be a quarterback here, for number one, from your purview.
Yep.
And how the quarterbacks here handle the adversity that they go through.
Yes, because that's important. That's very important.
Because you've seen the Carson Wentz thing and how that played out.
Yep.
And you also saw this year how the I guess the word I'm using, maturation of Jalen Hurts, or the evolution of Jalen. Mm-hmm. Because you started out the season one way, trying to throw the football.
Yep.
And then it changes. So I just want to know when that book is coming out, man, and
he wants an advanced
copy. Perspective of all of that, just seeing him grow as a quarterback.
Man, he's grown because he's been consistent, and I think consistent matters. And then standing on when people don't like some of the choices you make, and just standing on it anyway, because that's who you are. You're going to go out like the way you go out, because I know he's all about learning. He's all about, like, getting better as a person, as a player. But people don't see – he don't want people to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. He just wants you to see the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know a lot of people just don't know what they don't know about him. And, man, I'm just excited for him to go out this year and shut him up again, because you got Josh Allen, who's been to the – championship every year. This can't seem to beat Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? This can't seem to beat Mahomes.
Speak on it.
But that boy Jalen done been to the Super Bowl MVP the 2022 year. That would have been, man, if we, you know, a couple calls here, fumble here, we don't do, but they won. But I'm just saying, that boy Jalen came back and went to the Super Bowl again, where Josh Allen definitely hasn't even sniffed it. And it's like, okay, Like, they just like who they like, man. And so that's why I say, Jalen, keep your head up. Your teammates got you. Everybody that's fighting for you, just they going to see your consistency, and they're going to fight for you on Sunday. And that's all that really matter, because people don't never see what they don't see, but they always try to judge off what they see, you know, on game day. But, man, he's a leader of men, as you said, somebody that you want in your room, your locker room, and can't wait to see him this year take that next step and shut him up again.
Well, let's end with this, Brandon. You were 2017, you guys win the championship. 2018, you make it back to the playoffs, but that was kind of a choppy year. It was not as easy. It was more challenging, it felt like. What's the biggest challenge you think this group's going to face in trying to repeat, that the whole league is kind of honing on them as the defending champions?
Don't try to be the team we was last year. It's every year you got to continue to – you got new guys coming in. You got Uche and them guys up front. You got to find out y'all rhythm and chemistry together.
Angry Africans. I want to name them the Angry Africans.
I told you we can't do that.
Hey, well, he got to go. Hey, he got to go show it. He got to go show it. Then you can start. You can put a name on it. Then that's something.
I told you he could say that. I'm not saying. I'm not doing that.
But no, I'm just saying. Really, the question mark is the D line right now. A lot of people don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they know JC, they know Jordan Davis and them guys, but we did lose a lot, Nolan Smith. But it's the other side is open. Jalix Hunt, you know, who is it going to be? I like Jalix a lot. I like that he put on some weight this year. I can't wait to see him out there in the grind of it when we get to training camp, just to see him, you know, just grow off what he learned last year.
You going to training camp, B?
I mean, you know me, man.
That's
going to
be hard, B. That's going to be hard for you, man.
It's going to be hard, but I'm going to be talking my stuff on the sideline. Yeah!
That's going to be hard for
talking
you,
bro. Talking about that D-line, boy. Can't wait to see him going on Lane, going against Lane and all them. But you're right, though. The offense, man, if we just go out there and don't expect don't worry about what last year is all about. Talk about this year and the new focus. We got to have a new focus for this year. And I know Coach Sirianni already captured that and got the saying already. And then you just got to believe it. And then we got to get the other guys believing it. And then it's a daily walk and injury free. That's what you striving for, to stay healthy. And man, I think we can repeat. We can be going on our 3-peat era right now.
Well, there we go. Then Jalen will be right near the top.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't think so, though.
Then it'd be hard not to do it. BG, we appreciate it. Enjoy today. Beautiful weather and a great spot here. Thank you to Brandon Graham for hopping on with us at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Thanks, BG. We appreciate it.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
There we go. BG with us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.